The International Monetary Fund has cut its world growth forecast for 2013 as the Eurozone recession continues to drag. CRI's Zhang Shunfeng has more.
The IMF has released its newest assessment of the global economy, the World Economic Outlook. In the report, the IMF cut its forecast for global growth to 3.3% this year, down from its January forecast of 3.5%. However, the Global Lending Organization didn't alter its prediction of 4% global growth in 2014. Olivier Blanchard, an IMF economic counselor, says the world economy has turned into a three-speed recovery.
Namely that we have moved from a two-speed recovery to a three-speed recovery. Emerging market and developing economies are still going strong, but in advanced economies, there appears to be a growing bifurcation between the United States on the one hand and the euro area on the other.
Blanchard adds the three-speed recovery is reflected in the IMF's forecasts. The IMF predicts that growth in emerging markets and developing economies will reach 5.3% in 2013 and 5.7% in 2014. Blanchard says developing nations, including China, are expected to show the strongest growth over the next 2 years.
We forecast China to grow at 8% in 2013. This forecast was made before the numbers which came out yesterday, and we haven't had time to actually think hard about what this implies. But for the moment, the forecast is 8%.
The IMF forecasts were issued as China reported that its growth slowed to 7.7% in the first quarter. That was down from 7.9% in the previous quarter. In its previous forecast, the IMF had predicted 8.1% Chinese growth this year. Blanchard is warning advanced countries' financial policies and slow recovery would make developing countries' policies more complicated.
Given the strong interconnections between countries, an uneven recovery is also a dangerous one. In some ways, the world economy is as weak as its weakest link. So while some tail risks have decreased, it is not time for policymakers to relax.
According to the report, growth in the United States will be 1.9% in 2013 and 3% in 2014. However, the IMF predicts that the 17-country Eurozone will shrink 0.3% in 2013 and grow only 1.1% in 2014. It predicts that the Eurozone is expected to continue struggling as governments take steps to reduce their deficits and weak banks reduce lending. The IMF issued the report in advance of spring meetings of the IMF and World Bank in Washington later this week. The agenda for the meetings is expected to include discussions on how to accelerate growth, create jobs, and reform banking regulations. For CRI, I'm Zhang Shunfeng.